You're listening to the Print Life Podcast. I'm Leslie Kinahan, owner and creative director at White Buffalo Studio and founder of the Print Life Community. This podcast was created to offer insight into the hidden world of print design. If you're a surface patterner print designer who wants to attract dream clients, increase sales, and build a sustainable business that you love, you're in the right place. With over a decade of experience, I'll be covering all things surface pattern and print design, sales, marketing, and mindset to support designers in growing a creative business. Whether you're freelance, in-house, or just getting started, I've got you covered. Welcome to the Print Life. Hello, everyone. You're listening to another episode of the Print Life Podcast. And today, as we wind down a beautiful year, I want to talk about the idea of being all in. I know this isn't anything new. We've definitely heard this before. Maybe you've heard somebody say, be fully present, choose one direction and go that way, pick one niche, pick one market, be all in. But we rarely actually do that. And I don't mean in terms of what we say we're doing or what we feel like we're doing, but where we are in our mind when we think about being all in. And I was just recently at a really amazing business conference, even though, you know, there was a lot of woo going on there. It didn't feel like a business conference. It felt like an opportunity to change, to grow, to get reinvigorated for the new year, to really come face to face with what's working, what's not working in your business, what's working, not working in your life. It was quite amazing. If you ever have the opportunity to go to a live event with people that you take courses with or workshops or people you mastermind with, I highly recommend going, no matter how much it takes from you to get there. For me, it was a lot, but it was completely worth it, and I am already looking forward to next year. But that being said, as we head into a new year, this quote I heard at the conference is just kind of sticking with me. And it is, if you want to take the island, you have to burn the boats. And it took me a minute to really wrap my head around what this means. And it's a quote credited to Julius Caesar. But essentially what it means is, if you want something, you have to want it to the point of there being no other option, right? You're all in, you're heading one direction toward what you want, and nothing's really going to get in your way. And if something does get in your way, where we go in our mind, what we begin thinking about, maybe we begin planning for like the downside, or ugh, this isn't going the way I want it. Let me pivot. Let me change course. Let me do something else. This isn't working. And what I've learned this year is I've had many opportunities to scrap a lot of different things that I do in my life and my business, letting go of things, right? And while it's important to assess and like really look at things and say, what's working, what's not working, what am I going to do more of, what am I going to do less of as we approach a new year, it's also important to be honest with yourself and say, am I really all in on the thing I want though, before I start making those decisions? Because I know for me, what's working, what's not working, what I'm doing more of, what I'm doing less of, they're all still in alignment to the big vision I have for what I want in my business, for the impact I want to make, for the designers I want to work with, the designers I want to help build a career they love, knowing it's possible to be someone who maybe has a family, works from home, and still has a thriving business. I want to show what's possible. So if I'm being true to that vision, then the choices I make, the things I let go of, the things I move forward with will be in alignment to that. And I think what happens often with designers, especially when I work with designers on consignment, they want a guarantee. They want to know how many prints they're going to sell. There is no way I can tell anybody how many prints are you going to sell per month, per year. I don't know what clients are looking for and what you have in front of them at the time, if they're going to be a yes, if they're going to be a no. There's no guarantee in any aspect of our life. When it comes to your creative business, when it comes to your art, when it comes to building something, like, we're building businesses. That is not an easy thing to do. How much of you is 100% completely committed, dedicated, and determined to the outcome that you want? And how many of you are thinking, if I don't see this result by this day, I'm done? For me, that's giving yourself an out. And that's not to say, like, we have responsibilities, we pay our bills, we need to make a certain amount per month. If it's not working, I understand we need to make other decisions. But when it comes to having the creative business that you want, the thing you're building, are you making decisions that are in alignment to supporting that vision? Are you all in? Or do you have an out? Do you have a way to escape? A way to run away when it gets hard? Because it's gonna get hard. And when we know we have an out, we know we have a plan B, we know we have a backup, we have a boat, we can get off the island if it's not working, we're never really going to push as much as we would if there were no plan B. I'll never forget when I was talking to one of my best friends, my oldest friend, and her husband one night. I don't remember. We were having dinner. I think it was a really long time ago. And he said, "Well, what are you going to do when this doesn't work?" And I said, "Well, what do you mean?" And he said, "What's your plan B? Like, what's going to be your job when this doesn't happen?" And I was like, this is happening. There's no plan B. And I knew in that moment that I was all in. And I have been all in since. However, in the way that I show up, I think because I have a lot of irons in the fire, that sometimes that's the boat for me. That's the escape. That's the reason. It's the opportunity for something not to work is there because there's too much going on, right? And I know many of you are probably sitting there like, "Oh man, I do that too." If we give ourselves a lot of different things to be doing at once, then that becomes the reason we didn't hit our goal. Not us, but the fact that we have too much on our plate, too many revenue streams, trying to make too many things happen at once. It keeps us so safe, you guys. And I realized that even though I'm all in on all the different things I do, but the reason I'm not playing a bigger game, the reason that I'm not pushing growth, the reason that I'm not out there really doing it the way that I see in my mind is because I'm safe right here. I'm in a comfort zone of doing all the things I like to do, just doing them okay. And if you're anything like me, where putting yourself out there can feel scary, you know, really going all in on one thing feels scary, because if that one thing doesn't work, then what do we have to ask ourselves? Was it me? Am I the reason it didn't work, right? Whereas if we're doing exclusive design, licensing, online shop, consignment design, freelance, and it doesn't work, it's because you can't make a living being a freelancer as a surface pattern designer. Or is it because we were spreading ourselves too thin? And then we go get on that boat, whether that be the in-house job, the backup plan, you know, the old client, whatever it is, the thing that we were doing before that maybe we don't want to be doing. Whatever it is for you, what would your life look like if you chose one thing to go all in on? Like, all in. And I don't mean just randomly picking something. I'm like the thing that lights you up the most, the thing that brings you so much joy, the thing that you could do every day for free and you would be happy, you know? And I know what that is for me. And I hope that this has helped you to see with some clarity what that could be for you, so that you can move into a new year feeling ready to say, this is what I want and nothing's going to get in my way. No circumstance, the state of the economy, the state of the surface pattern design industry, the state of the fashion industry, whatever excuse we want to throw at it. It's a saturated marketplace. I don't know my signature style. I don't know if I'm any good at this. I don't know how much to charge. Whatever things we're saying to ourselves about why it's not possible. What if it is? What if you go all in and you're able to create a beautiful, thriving business doing exactly what you love that gives you the freedom and flexibility to continue to explore your artistry, your design capabilities, and to free up time for the other things that matter to you in your life so you don't feel like you're spinning in circles, chasing your tail on the creative hamster wheel with nothing to show for it. Jasmine Starr was actually one of the speakers at the conference, and she said something that's very fitting for this moment, and that is, if you think you're going to be really successful and that you're going to make it work and you're going to thrive as a designer, you're right. If you think this is too hard and you're not going to be able to make it work, you're right. And I really felt like that hit home for me, because I know in the past I've always been that person that's like, take that messy action, get in there, make something happen, see a result. And then I'm like, okay, now what? Okay, get in there, take some messy action, see a result. Okay, now what? And never really focusing on like exploding that growth in one area. And part of it's because we're creatives and I don't want to just do one thing, right? But what I did notice about what I built, the foundation I built before I started doing all these other things I love, it was strong. The foundation was strong. You know, I built a freelance career, built a great client base, made consistent income for several years, salary, like I was able to replace my in-house position. Then I wanted to start a business and I started a studio and broke even for quite some time, and then was finally able to replace part of my salary. And then I thought, you know, I'll have to go get a freelance client to support some of the rest of that income. And then I had my son, and it's like, well, now I don't really have a lot of time. There's always going to be something. And if you're really ready, if you really want it, if you're ready to choose and go all in and be determined, burn the boats. Don't have the backup plan. Don't say, I'm going to do all three of these revenue streams at once, just in case. I think a lot of the times we do multiple revenue streams right off the bat is out of fear. Fear of not having the guarantee, right? There is no guarantee. There is no guarantee. Spreading yourself across three different revenue streams to plan for the downside is not what's going to build your business. Choosing one revenue stream, going all in, like there's no other option, is going to be what will determine what your 2024 looks like. And mine too. So I hope this has inspired you to take some action, to take a step back, to look at what's been working this year, what hasn't been working. Where are you playing safe? Where are you playing small? Where can you go big? Where can you go all in? Where can you step in to the role that you want in your life? Where can you step in and say, this is what I want. This is who I am, and be that, to really embody that and to move into a new year from a place of determination and knowing that it's already there for you. I would love to hear from you. Reach out to me on Instagram and DM me. I'm all in for 2024, because I think just declaring that to another person, sharing that with another person, even posting it somewhere, I'm all in. 2024, I'm coming for you, because it's been a tough few years and I know I'm ready. I'm ready. No more excuses. I'm all in, and I hope you are too. And as we step into 2024, just keep in mind, if you want to take the island, you have to burn the boats. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Print Life Podcast. If you're a service pattern designer who's interested in learning how to design, market, and sell your prints in the fashion industry, I'd love to work with you. Head over to lesliekenahan.com to learn more about how you can get started today. See you next time.